Assessing customer service. A survey of your customers tells a story you need to hear. We seem to be saying one thing and doing something different. We are not alone as a group of people in the industry who are interested in what our customers need and want. This has become an epidemic in many industries. Microsoft commissions major surveys as well. Recently, Forrester Consulting provided the survey and Triangle Publishing Service did the interpretation. Their conclusion was that the number one business issue was customer relationships. This is the conclusion of business managers the world over. As Microsoft's study deduced, managers value innovations that support improvement in customer experience, and they paint a picture of corporate cultures that prioritize customers. The conclusion also stated, why is it that their actions don't support this belief? This is a similar conclusion that I reach in my consulting practice. When intellectually we know what needs to be done, why is it that we just don't get it done? This might be a cute comment were it not so serious. The world has clearly changed. Products are much more capable and technology is definitely affecting how they can be used. The cost per operating hour for a machine is now lower than at any time since the era of the hand shovel. What have you done over the past year to enhance the customer experience in your business? And more important, what are you planning to do about it today? My suspicion is that there was nothing last year and that this is not a subject that is included in many companies' annual planning cycle. You know that process, don't you? When you set budgets and create forecasts. This planning cycle needs to be focused on the customer experience, not on our profit and loss. Companies that focus inwardly are destined to fail. It is the company that focuses on keeping its customers happy that will succeed. It is very clear and very straightforward to me, and I am sure to you as well. And within the surveys within the capital goods industries, you will see information specific to your industry and to your customers. Don't overlook this important information. Most forecasts have pointed to sluggishness within our industry. I know the parts and service business opportunity will increase. I also know that you know your opportunity to increase business in the parts and service area is huge. But it is clear that you either don't know what to do or don't want to do it. This is a very difficult position to take. The customer expects us to provide leadership to them. They expect us to provide the support they require for their equipment. Survey data always suggests we do a good job for some of our customers. But that leaves a lot of room for improvement. So do yourself and your customers a favor, and get yourself copies of surveys. Read them and study them. The customer service sections will tell you what you need to do. This follows through on the balanced scorecard business process that is covered in other documents. Find out what your customers want and need, excel in this and you will not struggle with customer satisfaction. The choice to satisfy your customers is yours. The time is now.